Well, Colin, you had an opportunity to be at the Ohio Cattlemen's annual meeting and updating them on some of the Washington activities, and certainly plenty of things that you could talk about.
Well, there is. There's a long list of not only our wins, but also our challenges for 2012. And some of the things that we brought up, one, of course, is the death tax. Death tax for 2012 is our number one priority, because if we don't get something fixed before the end of the year, the exemption amount goes down to $1 million per person, and anything over that is going to be taxed at 55%. In these days, it doesn't take a very big operation to have assets in excess of $1 million. So we know that if we don't get something done, this is going to really impact the future of a lot of farms and ranches.
So farmers, when their elected officials are back in their districts, this would be the good time to talk about this.
You know, there's going to be a lot of opportunity this year for producers at home to be able to engage with their members of Congress. The reason why is they're going to spend a lot of time back in the district having things such as town halls. And so I'd encourage producers, if you see an advertisement for a town hall in your local paper or on the radio, make sure that you go and you take that opportunity to tell these members that they have to get something done. We need some permanency with this issue. That way folks can actually plan, because right now we're really operating under a two-year fix. And it's hard to plan when you know that you've only got protection for 2 years. So we need to get a permanent fix to this.
What about the 2012 Farm Bill? Are we going to see any action?
I think we're going to see a lot of action as far as hearings out in the countryside. I think there'll be some field hearings. There'll be hearings in Washington, D.C., but I just don't think that we're going to get a bill done by the end of September, which is when the current bill expires. You know, there's just too many other things going on. This is a presidential year, because folks always get a little silly when it's a presidential year, as most people understand. So I think that we'll have some good debate. We may get a couple of portions of the bill completed, but as far as having a final bill done, I think that probably is going to be later this year, possibly into 2013.
Of course, one of the objectives that's supported by NCBA is the getting rid of the livestock title.
It is. That's our number one priority. Let's get rid of that. And the reason why we say that is because in the 2008 bill, the livestock title gave us the proposed GIPSA rule on marketing, which would have been a disaster for the cattle industry, and also country of origin labeling. And country of origin labeling is a concern, because right now the World Trade Organization has said our program is in violation of international trade rules, and if we don't get it fixed, then Canada and Mexico, which are our two top exports for U.S. or export markets for U.S. beef, could retaliate against us, and that would be bad for our industry.
I was going to say, there are some groups, though, that really want the U.S. to go aggressively to appeal that ruling.
And we think that's a shame, and we just don't understand what their thought process is, because they have to understand that when you talk about retaliation, it's not about Canada and Mexico. It's about our producers. You know, that product that's going into those two countries has a lot of value to it. And right now, trade as a whole is worth about $220 per marketed head. That's money in producers' pockets. So to threaten that, we think, is just really short-sighted and foolish. We need to work on a program that will make sure that we're not retaliated against, but also a program that truly gives consumers the information that they want. And right now, we have a program that does neither of those.
You talked about transportation going to be front and center in the House this coming week.
Yes, next week the House Transportation Infrastructure Committee is going to look at the transportation reauthorization. This is the first time we've really had to work on transportation issues in quite some time, and we've got some big ones we need to worry about. One is the issue of trailer weights. We want to increase trailer weights for cattle trailers, and doing that with a third axle, addition of an axle. That way we can maximize the space of those trailers, get cattle on there, spread the shrink out among more animals. And we also have studies that show by having that third axle, you actually have less wear and tear on the roads and the bridges than you do with the current levels and only two axles. So we think it makes a lot of sense to make that happen. And we also need to make sure that farmers and ranchers that are hauling their goods to and from market should not have to be subject to the exact same commercial driver's license type of provisions as a typical commercial over-the-road hauler is.
You also talked about a piece of legislation that has been just been introduced that is of real concern to cattlemen.
Yeah, that is the recent legislation introduced as a partnership between the Humane Society of the United States and the United Egg Producers, which would actually allow Congress to dictate a production practice to those of us in the livestock and poultry industry. This specifically talks about the size of cages used in the laying industry. Even though this only has provisions that impact on the surface, only impact the poultry industry, it sets a precedent of allowing Congress to dictate how we raise animals in this country. They've never done that before, and we don't want to give them that authority.
I was going to say, in fact, you made mention in your comments that Washington pays attention to precedent.
They do. Precedent is used all the time to determine how people act and react. And so just because this is an amendment to the Egg Inspection Act does not mean that it can't be used by somebody else to come after the rest of us in the livestock industry.
Cattlemen from across the country making plans to head to Nashville, Tennessee for the NCBA annual meeting. What's in store once they get there?
Well, I tell you what, we have got a great week planned in Nashville here. We're expecting a record attendance, probably about 7,500 people. We're going to have the opportunity to have a little fun. We're going to have a night at the Grand Ole Opry with the Oak Ridge Boys and Charlie Pride and some other folks. We're going to have a honky-tonk party there at the Opryland. So a lot of opportunity to have some fun and listen to some good speakers. But it's also the time for our producers to come together and actually talk about the issues and determine the policy positions of NCBA. Because in this association, it is one man, one vote, and we don't work on anything in Washington, D.C. unless our membership tells us to do it. And everybody who's a member of NCBA has the opportunity to vote on that policy.
Are you anticipating a lot of discussion along the same lines of the topics you talked about here in Ohio?
We are, and I think we're also going to talk a lot about the Animal Disease Traceability Program. That's going to be a hot topic. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the next trade agreement coming down the pike, will be a big issue. And then also just the continued discussions on how we continue to utilize tools like antibiotics in the production of our animals and what we need to do to make sure that we're really getting the message out to the consumer on what these products are and how we are effectively using them.
One other thing comes to mind, Colin, that I wanted to ask you about, federal lands. That's an issue that we don't deal with here in the East. But why should cattlemen here be concerned about what's going on with those federal land issues?
Well, that is a great question. And the reason why all producers need to worry about that is because when we look at a lot of these extremist groups like the Center for Biological Diversity, the Western Watersheds Project, they are groups that want cattle producers off of the land. And typically, they try all of their ideas out on the federal lands ranchers. And if they're successful out there, then they'll start moving their way east. So that's why producers, especially here in Ohio and anybody east of Mississippi, need to understand that it's important that we stop all those activities because they will eventually come toward all of us here on private lands.
Anything else come to mind as far as the NCBA annual meeting?
I think it's really going to be a lot of discussion about what this election means for the cattle industry. When you look at the primary season and what we're seeing with all these Republican candidates, when you look at just the track record of what we have with the Obama administration, I think we'll probably see a lot of hall talk and a lot of discussion about what November 2012 is going to do to the future of this industry.